Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ball turns, gives to Gurley, bounces to the outside, trying to get to the edge. A little stiff arm, Gurley close to the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. Just broke the plane of the goal line. Dante Johnson trying to get there and shove him out before he got in, but he breaks the plane and the Rams score. Now 23-13, third time tonight that Todd Gurley has found the end zone.
Brady stands in this pressure. He clutches. He throws a lob down the right side for Gronkowski. Yeah. Makes the catch at the 35. Galloping to the 20, to the 15. Shakes a defender at the 10. And Gronk is into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Cordarrelle Patterson flanks Carr. He gets the call. It's a foot race. Patterson takes it all the way for the touchdown.
Good booming kick that sends Agnew all the way back to his own 13. Cuts to the 20. Gets out of a tackle. Spins out of another. And gets by Wing. He's to the 40. 30. 20. 10. 5. Touchdown Lions. 87 yards.
And now it's time for Joe and Evan's picks.
I tell you, that Scott Zolak, man, what a homer he is. I mean, it's disgraceful.
We already know that.
Anyway, today's Pro Football Picks are brought to you by Wall Hours Paint and Decorating Centers, the color makers since 1921. Visit wallhour.com. We move into week three of the ever-fast-moving NFL season. It's actually ready the last weekend in September. Next weekend is October ready.
Really?
I believe Sunday's the first, right?
Wow, you're right.
So it's unbelievable. It's about week three. And Evan mentioned we had a good week last week. He went 3-0. I went 2-1. So, bro, take it away from week three.
Last week was great, not because I went 3-0, but I didn't have to sweat any of the games. I laid 6.5 with New England. That was an easy cover. This one was the easiest. I laid 1.5 with Tennessee at Jacksonville, even though that was an ugly close game early. That was easy, and this one was the easiest. Denver getting points. They were getting 2.5 at home against the Cowboys. So I was able to erase an 0-3 week one with a 3-0 week two, which shows the extremes of making picks. For week three, I'm going against some of the things I did last week. Number one, look, I think the Patriots are going to beat the Texans, all right? In fact, if you're in a knockout pool, there's certainly one of the teams that's worth thinking about. But that number is now 13.5. I understand it's in Foxborough. I understand the Patriots got their offense straightened out last week. Not that any sane person should have been concerned. But 13.5 is a big number. It's just a very, very big number. And I know that Belichick has great success against rookie quarterbacks. In fact, no rookie quarterback has ever gone to Foxborough and beaten Belichick since 2000. So you have that hanging over their head. The rookie quarterbacks have beaten Bill, but they've all been in their own building, including Mark Sanchez,
yes,
by
yes,
the way.
Yes, indeed.
Just for the record.
Yep.
I think the list of guys, Mark Sanchez, Geno Smith, both of them did it, Colt McCoy, Russell Wilson, Ben Roethlisberger. But I don't think Deshaun's joining this list. I just think that the Texans are going to keep this game close. Defensively, I think that with a healthy J.J. Watt, who's now back, he didn't really do much week one. He was a lot better in week two. We saw the Texans play this team tough in the postseason. I just think this is going to be a closer game than that. I mean, clearing 13.5 is an awfully big number. I think the Patriots will win it. I think they'll probably win by 8 points, something like that. But in game number one, I'm taking all those points. Give me the Texans plus 13.5 in New England against the Patriots. Game number two, here's the bottom line. The Cleveland Browns, while better, while improved, they should not be road favorites against anybody. Not anybody. And look, the Indianapolis Colts are going to have an awful season. We get that. Andrew Luck should not want to come back, maybe permanently, but certainly not this year. But I just have a very difficult time seeing the Cleveland Browns laying points on the road. And here's the other thing. I'll give you a positive about Indianapolis. I think Jacoby Brissett's not too terrible. And I think with another week in this system, another week, we saw him last week, I think Indianapolis is going to win this game outright. And I'm getting a point and a half at home against the lousy Browns, where you never know when DeShone Kizer's headaches are going to come back. We learned about his migraines a week ago. So it's not a being a believer in this Colt team, but the Cleveland Browns being road favorites for the first time in 3 years. And I looked back to see, how'd that go? It didn't go well. When the last time they were road favorites, I think they lost by 20. So give me the Colts plus a point and a half at home against the Browns. And in game number three, I'm taking the Cowboys to bounce back. Last week, I picked against the Cowboys. I was getting 2.5 in Denver. I did not like that matchup after an emotional week one victory against the Giants. I love them in this game. And I know they're laying 3 on the road, and they haven't beaten the Cardinals in a while. I think it's 5 straight losses against the Arizona Cardinals. But Ezekiel Elliott is getting a lot of heat this week for giving up on those interceptions, rightfully so. He's also getting a lot of heat because he didn't play all that well. The Cowboys actually couldn't run the football against the Denver Broncos. The one weakness you actually see in the Denver defense is usually able to run the ball against them. They weren't able to do it. I just think the Cowboys, led by Zeke, can have a big bounce back week. And the other problem is the Arizona Cardinals, who I thought would be a playoff team, and I hate to like run away from a prediction 3 weeks into the year, they don't look like a playoff team. They were lucky as hell they won a week ago. Carson Palmer looks old. They lost David Johnson. I don't love them right now. So I like the Cowboys to bounce back. The fact they got beat up the way they did in Denver only gives me more confidence that they bounce back, laying the 3 in Arizona against the Cardinals. So game number one, I'm taking the Texans getting the 13.5 in New England. Game number two, Indianapolis getting a point and a half at home against Cleveland. And give me the Cowboys in game number three in Arizona against the Cardinals. Those are my picks for week three. Joe, take it away.
All right, last week I was 2-1. I won with the Dolphins getting 3.5. Of course, they beat the Chargers outright 19-17. Lost with the Vikings. Didn't realize until late that Bradford wasn't going to play. And, of course, the Steelers beat them up, getting 5.5, 26-9. And one with the layup of the year, that's the Raiders laying 13.5 against the Jets. And, of course, you know what happened there, 45-20. So 2-1 last week, just like Evan, 3-3 for the year. Here we go for week three. I'm taking the Giants plus 6 in Philly. I understand all the problems the Giants have. I get it. Eric Flowers, they can't run the ball. The offense has been horrible. 13 points in 2 games. Yada, 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 yada. I get all of it. I cannot see the Giants not coming out here in Philly and giving a maximum effort. They got to be playing a desperation football this week. They don't want to get to 0-3. You're getting 6 points. The line started out at 3.5. Then we saw the Monday night game. It jumped up to 6. I got to believe it's a close game. And I understand the Eagles are going to put pressure on Eli. We understand 8 sacks last week against Kansas City, even though they lost the game. They got a very banged up secondary, though, the Eagles do. Beckham looks like he's full bore, ready to go this week. I just can't see the Giants laying another egg like we saw the last 2 weeks in Dallas and last week against the Lions at MetLife Stadium. We know the rivalry. I think no matter what, this is a close game. I'm taking the Giants plus 6 in Philly. That's game one. Game two, the Chiefs are a very good team. They're laying 3 in L.A. against the San Diego Chargers because it's still San Diego, like Evan says. The Chiefs are very good. Maybe one of the best teams in the NFL. No doubt about that. Their offense has been unbelievable. This Kareem Hunt has been tremendous. Yeah, we could go on and on. But this is more of an anti-Charger pick than anything else. Kansas City laying only 3 against the lousy L.A. Chargers. You heard it already from Peter King. Kansas City's won 11 straight games in the division. They're going to make it 12 here. I think 3 is nothing laying on the road here. Give me Kansas City to get the 3-0, make it 12 straight in the division. I just don't think the Chargers are any good. At the end of the day, they'll find a way to lose like they have the first 2 weeks of the season against Denver and Miami. Give it a Chiefs laying 3 in L.A. against the Chargers. Finally, I like the Packers laying 9 against the Bengals in Green Bay. I think they're going to kill Cincinnati. I think this is an easy one. I really do. The Bengals have looked horrible in the first 2 weeks of the season. Andy Dalton looks terrible. Their offensive line looks really bad without Whitworth there anymore. And the Packers are coming off a very tough loss in Atlanta last week on Sunday night in a rematch of last year's NFC Championship game. I think the Packers are going to lay the wood to the Bengals. I mean, I could see this game being 35-10, something like that. Aaron Rodgers goes crazy against the Bengal defense. So I love the Packers here laying 9. So the Beningo picks For week three, give me the Giants plus six in Philly. Give me the Chiefs minus three in L.A. against the Chargers. Give me the Packers minus nine at home against the Bengals. The Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, Pro Football Picks week three in the NFL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.